You guys are the best.
It's the Charlie and Debbie Show.
Because they play the best country music.
And I love it.
On the new 103.7. Celebrity Dirt starts now.
Start off with sad news. We told you a couple of days ago about country singer Laurie White, who had had hospice called in. She'd been battling cancer. She lost her battle last night, surrounded by family at 4:44, age 52.
So young.
The good news is, every time you watch the movie Castaway, every single time, she's the girl at the end, at the crossroads in the truck that every man with a pulse would follow. And that's the way you can always remember Laurie White, is she was that girl that every man would want to follow at the end of that movie. So that's a good thing.
She's your compass.
More trouble for the royals getting married. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle may not invite President Trump and President Obama to their wedding. See, President Trump will not be invited to the wedding because it's for friends and family only. And it won't be a state occasion. However, if Obama was invited, the invitation would look like a snub to Mr. Trump.
So it's a no-win situation.
Right. So,
well, that's no problem. Just don't invite either one. They probably don't want to go. They're probably like all the rest of us. They want the invitation, but they really don't want to go.
Right.
None of us really want to go.
Here's where you're going to get in trouble. If you don't invite either one of them, but you invite any Kardashian, it's an enormous snub. So just don't do that. And I love this story about Chris Hemsworth. You know who Chris Hemsworth is, right?
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah.
Good-looking Australian fella.
Yes, yes.
Naughty Gossip claims women were recently throwing themselves at him at a Hollywood party. A source tells the site he was polite to all the ladies who came up to him, but Chris was clearly getting peeved. He finally just pulled out his phone and started gushing about his wife and kids. He gets this more often than you might think. He knows what to do and would never cheat on his wife. He knows people think he is sexy, but he has zero interest in anyone but his wife. I bring this up because you may wonder what life is like for Rob Tanner and I when we're out at Coyote Joe's.
People throwing themselves at you?
Yep.
I haven't seen it, but...
In fact, Chris Hemsworth and I are mistaken for each other quite often.
Well, you're never in the same place. I've never seen him at Coyote Joe's.
It's on the radio in the car.
The most music for your drive home.
It's my station in the car.
It's Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7.
Okay, boys and girls, it's that time again.
I work at a college as a janitor.
Go ahead.
Even though I feel like I'm smarter than most of the people that go there.
And strap on your thinking caps.
Sometimes I see an equation written on a blackboard, like half an equation. I'll just figure it out.
Because Charlie and Debbie...
My best friend is Ben Affleck.
...are looking for the smartest person in the QC.
This only happened 6 times Sunday night. What is it?
Only happened 6 times Sunday night. What are we talking about here? Once again, the hunt is on. We're looking for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, I was going to answer that question.
All right, the question is, this only happened 6 times Sunday night. What was it?
It was 6 touchdowns.
6 touchdowns. No, that's not it.
Yeah, I got to answer penalty flags in a football game.
No, not it, sir.
Thanks.
Although it is somewhat related to football.
Yep.
Yeah, do you guys have a winner yet?
No, this only happened 6 times Sunday night. What was it?
Bud Light commercial?
Dilly dilly. No, not it.
Thanks.
Hey, I think I've got the answer to your question. It's the number of goals scored in the women's soccer game Sunday night.
Wow. No. Wrong football.
Understand. Thank you.
It's associated with a football game.
Yes, it is.
But it's not something that happened
during the game. No.
Hey, smartest person in the QC.
Yes, this only happened 6 times Sunday night. What was it?
Intercepted pass.
No, sir, not it.
I think it's about how many ticks were cut after that football game the other night. You know, Brady and them had to pay off in refs.
Oh, good Lord. Smartest person in the QC. This only happened 6 times Sunday night. What?
I got an answer for the question. I think it's the number of Eagles fans that acted right after the game.
What do you mean?
Acted the right way.
Oh.
Didn't tear the city up.
Oh. you're so close, you can taste it. He's so close, and he's on the flip side of the coin.
Uh-huh. I'm calling for the smartest person in the QC.
Yeah, this only happened 6 times on Sunday night. What?
Is it the number of Eagles fans that were arrested?
And this is actually surprisingly good. Yeah. Eagles fans.
Yeah.
I mean, in their old stadium, this is a true story. They used to have a jail with a judge and a makeshift courthouse underneath the stadium. They would just take them out of the stands, guilty, throw them in jail.
So considering all the factors and all the people involved and drinking and everything else.
Only six arrests?
That's a pretty good
number. Yeah, I mean, gold star for Philly. Who is this?
This is Anna.
Anna, step into the spotlight, baby. Tell us what we need to hear.
I'm the smartest person in the QC.
More music.
More music. More music.
It's just good music.
More fun.
Fun personality.
It's fun.
With Charlie and Debbie on the new 103.7. This is Other News.
Brought to you by BP Gasoline. Help keep your engine clean with BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Try their best fuel ever today.
Metro UK claims a 53-year-old Russian man recently passed away after his dog shot him.
Oh, no.
Sergei Tarakov and his friends were hunting when he let his dogs out of his car to roam free. One of the dogs jumped up and pressed the trigger of his gun before it discharged, sending a bullet into poor Sergei's stomach. His
friends is bad luck.
Rushed him to the hospital. Doctors were unable to save him. This could be something you need to pay attention to. Okay, if you're one of these people who blames odors in the house on the dog, they just might be keeping score. I'm just saying, the animal kingdom.
Coming back for you.
Absolutely. Remember last week we had the story about the villagers in India that buried a man, and they thought this guy had died, but he didn't, and he came back, and he showed up at his own funeral, and so they threw rocks at him because they thought he was an evil spirit.
I do remember that.
Okay, so the villagers in India not exactly getting more good news to their name. Seems villagers rushed to stash in their refrigerators chunks of a frozen meteorite.
Ah, okay.
Of course, it was later found out that the meteorite was actually frozen poop dumped from an airplane.
Well, one man's trash.
And here is some interesting Super Bowl stats for you. Tom Brady will receive an additional $112,000 if he wins the Super Bowl.
Bless him, because he needs it, I'm sure.
ESPN claims an anonymous fan has paid $132,000 for 10 Super Bowl tickets. The seats are located in the lower level near the 35-yard line. Tickets were purchased on StubHub. Suites, by the way, are renting for $405,000. Let me translate this. Tom Brady, if he won the Super Bowl, couldn't afford for him and 9 of his friends to go to the Super Bowl. Tom Brady, if he won the Super Bowl, would have to win it 4 times to afford a suite to watch him win the Super Bowl.
He doesn't care. He's got Giselle.
You're exactly right.
I love you guys.
Charlie and Debbie, the new 103.7.